This week, Democrats in the House of Representatives continue their 100-hour agenda. And one item on that list is oil, specifically what Democrats see as government subsidies to the big oil companies. Democrats want to repeal them and plow the money into tax incentives for renewable energy. Last year, Representative Jim McDermott, a Democrat from the state of Washington, sponsored a similar bill that failed to pass out of the House Ways and Means Committee. Congressman McDermott joins us now from Seattle, Washington, to talk about this year's legislation. Congressman McDermott, thanks for being with us.
It's good to be here, John.
In your view, what kinds of subsidies are the oil companies getting that need to be taken away?
Well, in 2004, we passed a bill to help our foreign exporters in dealing with problems created with the WTO. The WTO said we couldn't do it the way we were doing it. So we passed a new bill. In the midst of that, the oil company slipped in under the door and got what amounts to about a $700 million a year tax exemption to which they had never had access before. And there is no purpose for it. This was a bill for manufactured products like Boeing and Caterpillar and people like that. And they just snuck in.
What do you want to do to get rid of them?
Basically, we're going to put a simple prohibition in the law that would prevent the oil companies from taking advantage of this tax bill that was put in 2004. It was a corporate tax revision, and we are just going to prevent them from being part of it.
But if you are putting further financial burdens on oil companies, particularly those who are drilling in U.S. offshore areas, aren't you risking the possibility that we'll be more dependent on foreign oil because those companies will cut back on their investment in wells near and in the U.S.?
John, those oil companies got, some of them, $10 billion in profit in the last quarter. And cutting them back a little bit, it seems to me, is not going to bring them to their knees. Well, who are being brought to their knees are the people who live 30, 40, 50 miles from their work and have to drive on $3 a gallon gasoline in cars that have 15 mile per gallon because we can't raise the CAFE standards. It's a question of fairness here. Nobody thinks we're going to blow the oil companies out. They'll scream like wounded pigs, but that's what they really are.
You also expect to bring in some significant revenue by increasing royalties that some companies pay. Tell us about that story.
When the leases were signed under the Clinton administration, they did not capture all the money. They gave them some relief.
These are leases for drilling in the Gulf of Mexico or offshore leases, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It was a mistake by the interior officials that allowed them to keep all their money above $34 a barrel. And it's estimated it saves about $10 billion a year for the payments over the next 5 years for the oil companies. There should be a change in what was a mistake in that law.
How much do you expect the government to gain by rolling back these tax breaks for oil companies and adding on these royalties for the drilling in offshore?
The repeal of the tax subsidy will yield about $700 million a year. That'd be $5.3 million over 10 years. And the royalties issue, we expect to pick up $10 billion over the next 5 years.
So you'll have a significant amount of money, and you say you want to spend that on incentives for renewable energy.
Absolutely.
So you're talking about wind power to get subsidies, solar power?
Yep, solar power, biomass, the use of ethanol in gasoline, all of these things that will begin to break our addiction to Middle East oil is the purpose of this effort in renewable energy, as well as cleaning up the environment.
How big an impact is this really going to have? You're talking about somewhere in the neighborhood of $25 billion over 10 years. Is it going to change the way Americans use energy and the kinds of energy we use?
Yes. The American people are ready for it. In fact, the American people are way ahead of us. When you saw what happened when the Prius automobile came on the market, that thing had been on the market for 3 years in Tokyo before they brought it to the United States, and we had 6 months waiting list immediately. Detroit, I don't know what they were thinking about. They weren't paying attention. So they got bypassed by Toyota and Honda, and the American people are ready for this. They just need the opportunity to be able to have access to buy it.
Congressman Jim McDermott is a representative from the state of Washington. He spoke with us from Seattle. Thanks very much for being with us.
Sure thing, Jeff.